I'm having dinner in New York tonight with someone who I've been mentoring for 20 years. One of my greatest joys in life and in my career has been the opportunity to contribute and empower others through meaningful mentorship. Before you say you don't have the time to mentor someone, reflect on the potential ramifications of your career legacy. Mentoring someone takes a lot of time and patience. When you take someone under your wing, you don't always know what you are signing up for, and sometimes there can be a lot of resistance and stubbornness from the person you are mentoring. It's easy to give up, especially when you don't feel your wise counsel is being appreciated, utilized, or received. The pitch challenge today: make your mark on someone's life. Identify a potential mentee who needs direction from someone with your skill set and invite that person into your world. An easy way to start is to suggest that you meet once a month for coffee or lunch, your treat, of course, which most mentees will not refuse. Tell this potential mentee your intentions, that you see potential in him or her and want to help take that potential to the next level. Then be consistent in your follow-up with this person and open doors that would otherwise not be accessible. Mentoring is rewarding because you can visualize a legacy that you are leaving behind and enjoy it while you are still active in your career. I have also found that mentoring helps keep yourself current in your own industry, since you will constantly be teaching and exposing your mentee to new things. Mentoring also builds confidence that your own skills are not only effective for you, but teachable and reusable to the success of someone new.